U.S. car manufacturing shift, Trump's demand sparks Nissan Sentra conundrum. President Trump has reiterated his stance on having cars built in America, which has sparked a mix of reactions from various stakeholders. The president's demand has drawn attention to the ongoing debate about trade policies and their impact on the U.S. car industry. As the world becomes increasingly interconnected, countries are grappling with the challenges of maintaining domestic industries while navigating global supply chains. In this context, Trump's emphasis on American-made cars takes center stage, raising questions about the feasibility and consequences of such a policy shift. The Nissan Sentra, a popular compact sedan, has become a focal point in this debate due to its association with the U.S. car manufacturing landscape. With an estimated price tag of $22,600, the Sentra is a significant contributor to Nissan's sales figures in the United States. However, the company's recent decision to shift production to Mexico has left many wondering about the fate of American-made cars like the Sentra. The implications of Trump's demand extend beyond the automotive sector, with far-reaching consequences for the U.S. economy and its workforce. With millions of Americans relying on manufacturing jobs for their livelihoods, any significant changes in the industry can have a profound impact on employment rates and local economies. As the debate rages on, it remains to be seen how Trump's administration will address the concerns of domestic car manufacturers and workers. The president's emphasis on American-made cars may lead to increased investment in U.S. manufacturing facilities, potentially bolstering the economy and creating new job opportunities. However, critics argue that such a policy shift could also have unintended consequences, including higher production costs and reduced competitiveness in the global market. With many multinational corporations already having established significant presence in the United States, the impact of Trump's demand on their operations remains uncertain. The Sentra's association with Nissan highlights the complexities of navigating trade policies and their effects on domestic industries. As countries seek to balance economic growth with national interests, the automotive sector is poised to play a pivotal role in shaping the future of global trade. In this context, it is essential for policymakers to engage in nuanced discussions about the implications of Trump's demand on the U.S. car industry. By examining the potential benefits and drawbacks of such a policy shift, stakeholders can work towards finding solutions that promote American jobs while also ensuring competitiveness in the global market. The Sentra's production relocation has already sparked concerns among U.S. workers who rely on Nissan's manufacturing facilities for their livelihoods. As the debate surrounding Trump's demand gains momentum, it is crucial to address these concerns and explore alternative solutions that can mitigate the negative impacts on employment rates. With the automotive sector at the forefront of this debate, policymakers must prioritize finding a balance between economic growth and national interests. By doing so, they can create an environment conducive to innovation and competitiveness while also promoting American jobs and industries. As the U.S. car manufacturing landscape continues to evolve, it is essential for stakeholders to engage in informed discussions about the implications of Trump's demand on domestic industries. By examining the potential benefits and drawbacks of such a policy shift, policymakers can work towards finding solutions that promote American jobs while ensuring competitiveness in the global market.